ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ما أنقض النوم لعزائم اليوم.
Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "What a breaker is sleep for resolutions of the day."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, from the universal persona of Imam Ali, we continue to learn so many different things. It is quite beautiful and it is quite amazing that even after the passing of over 1,000 and so years, the words of Imam Ali are very much applicable to today and are very much applicable to the present time. Now, one of these beautiful moral, ethical, and lifestyle stances or lifestyles that Imam Ali alayhi salam has taught us is this idea that the people should be at ease from us. Now, the tradition itself goes as such. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "A believer makes himself suffer but the people are at ease with them. So just to explain this a little bit, a believer makes himself suffer, meaning I think if we put it into practical terms, it might make more sense. So for example, there is a hardship that you take upon yourself, but on the other hand, you let the people be at ease. So let's say, for example, you're going on a trip, and on this trip there are a few families with you who are also going on the same trip. Now, instead of handing over your own luggage for them to carry, you go out of your way and you carry some of their luggage. Now, what is happening here is that you are making yourself suffer, for lack of a better word. You're putting yourself in hardship, but you're doing this in order to put other people at ease. And so if every single one of us did this, wouldn't we live in a more perfect life? So for example, if every single one of us took up a little more hardship, a little more difficulty, but it made the lives of other people easier, we really would live in a much better, more perfect world. And so as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, a mu'min, a believer, makes themselves suffer and makes themselves go through hardship, but the people are at ease with them. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
صبحاً وكل أشرب أيام تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاق قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولا ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. my dear son, take care to provide well for your future abode. Do not barter away eternal blessing for pleasures of this mortal and fleeting world. Do not talk about things which you do not know. Do not speculate about and pass verdicts on subjects about which you are not in a position to form an opinion and are not called upon to do so. Give up the way where there is a possibility of your going astray. When there is danger on your wandering in the wilderness of ignorance, possibility of losing the sight of the goal which you want to attain and of reaching the end aimed at, then it is better to give up the quest than to advance facing uncertain dangers and unforeseen risks. Advise people to do good and live virtuously because you are fit to give such advice. Let your words and deeds teach the world lessons of how to abstain from wickedness and vicious deeds. Try your best to keep away from those who indulge in vices and sins. Fight whenever required to defend the cause of Allah. When you think of defending the cause of Allah, do not be afraid that people will laugh at you, censure your action, or slander you. Fearlessly and boldly help truth and justice. Bear patiently the sufferings and face bravely the obstacles which come in your way when you follow truth and when you try to uphold it. Adhere to the cause of truth and justice wherever you find it. Try to be well-versed with Islamic jurisprudence and theology and acquire a thorough knowledge of the canons of this religion.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We are on two sides. Either you love Ali ibn Abi Talib or you hate Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's if you know Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that is why we find a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. أَنَّهُ قَالْ لِعَلِيٍ يَا عَلِي لَا يُحِبُّكَ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا يُبْغِذُكَ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٍ. He says, oh Ali, no. That those who love you, that is a sign of iman. Yeah? And for those who hate you, that is a sign of nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts. Now, we need to look, before we describe what is it about Imam Ali alayhi salam that makes him loved and hated at the same time so much, we need to have an introduction to understand this whole idea or this concept of this jazibiyya, as it is known in Arabic, this attraction. I don't have love for the person who curses Ali ibn Abi Talib. How? You tell me you have love for these people? The people who bomb and kill innocent Muslims and Shias in Sham, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. I say I have love for them? Let us look everything past? No. This is not Islam. Islam wants you to take a line and take a stance and say that I will not love these type of people and rather I will show and pray against these type of people. Now, when I meet these people, how will I behave? Naturally, the akhlaq of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam has to be maintained. Yeah? Has to be maintained, my brothers and sisters. I'm not saying we show no akhlaq to them. But in my heart, I have no room for these people. And I will not hang out with these people. I will not show friendship to these people unless they begin to change their way. Yeah? So this is the second group of people. People who only have the power of attraction. Then there's a third group of people. The third group of people are people who only have the power of repulsion. You meet them and you want to run away from them. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to do anything. These are the people who don't have friends, don't make friends, and don't want friends. They would rather be all by themselves. In fact, these are the people who have no akhlaq. Because if they had an ounce of akhlaq, people would be willing to spend some time with them. But these are people who absolutely do not have the characteristic and the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt, and these are the people who we should avoid. There's a hadith which comes from our first Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, annahu qal, a'ajazu an-nasi man 'ajaza 'anil iktisab al-ikhwan. The weakest of man is he who is too weak to attract a friend, he says. It's the weakest of man. He is too weak to even attract somebody to become his friend. And then he continues, وَأَعْجَزُ مِنْهُ مَنْ ضَيَّعَ مَنْ ظَفِرَ بِهِ مِنْهُمْ. And still weaker is the one who loses friends and becomes isolated. Why? Because they have no akhlaq. Yeah? You don't want to spend time with them. Why would you want to spend time with them? Somebody who doesn't treat you well. So these are the people who absolutely repel everybody else.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.